All right, now, where exactly did you live when you lived in the park, where is now Park Land?
I lived up, we go on up this road, clear up on top of the mountain, you called it. On the mountain.
You were up on the top of the mountain? The winters must have been terrible.
It was, but it was beautiful.
Yes, it was beautiful. You took the time then to look around and say how beautiful it was.
I often wish I could go over it again. But.
Yeah, right. Being on top of the mountain.
I weren't quite up on top, but I was, you know where Miss Dewbus lived?
Yeah.
Well, now I lived about, I'd say about 5 miles on up, road up on the.
4 miles on up.
Mm-hmm.
Was
My daddy there, did.
Was it sort of a hollow like that you lived in?
No, it was a beautiful place up there.
Oh.
And Frank Kunt owned it and we lived on his place.
Oh, I see. Now, Frank Kunt owned it. And did you sharecrop or did you help? Did he have cattle up there?
My daddy taking care of his cattle and everything for to stay on his place.
I see. Yeah.
Then after I was married, I got something off my throat. After I was married, my daddy moved down there right below from Mr. Dewbus, right across that bridge.
I see. Uh-huh.
And I lived there then until after my mother died. And when she died, my daddy married again and moved to Canada.
What was your maiden name?
Taylor.
Ah, okay. Now.
Van Taylor was.
Uh-huh.
So Vance was his name, but I'll call him Vance.
Mm-hmm. Then, now, your father took care of the cattle that were there, and was he allowed to have a garden?
Oh, yeah, we had a garden and everything.
How big a garden were you able to have?
Oh, it was a great big.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you how many acres, but it was a great big garden that Mama always had.
Were there a lot of rocks?
No, not too many. It was a beautiful place. I fell up on.
Yeah.
It went up on the top right down.
Yeah. And not many rocks.
Not many rocks. In the garden there around there.
Uh-huh. What did you raise?
Well, we raised beans and potatoes and corn. And
Cabbage. Turnips.
Turnips.
Did you have an apple orchard?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Peach orchard?
No, we just had an apple orchard.
Okay. Now, what did you do with the apples?
Most of them made apple butter. And then my mother would cut them and dry them, and she called it snits, you know?
Yeah, snits, right. Uh-huh. And then she kept those and would use them to make pies and
dumplings
of that kind.
Right.
When you made the apple butter, did all the neighbors get together and work on this?
They all come around and have peeled apples and then come help stir the butter.
Did you work all night on it?
No, we put it on in the morning. My daddy would get up in the morning and put it on before daylight.
Yeah.
And then it would come off sometimes before dark and sometimes be after dark.
So all the neighbors would get together. Did you make sort of a party out of it?
That's right.
Did they do this? A fellow on one side and a girl on the other, stirring it?
That's right.
And what happened if the paddle touched the side?
I had to kiss.
That's great. Yeah. That was fun, wasn't it?
Sure was. And my daddy built a thing called a dry keel.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd pick cherries and peel the bark off of some kind of a tree. Now, I don't know what kind of tree he peeled the bark off of, but he'd make big things and put them cherries in there and put them in the dry, peel them dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd cook them all, have them all the winter.
Yeah. So that was the way the cherries were dried.
That's the way my daddy dried it.
Uh-huh.
You know, he called it a dry keel. He had a building up over in the far under.
Yeah.
And then he put his cherries in there. And boys, when you open that door, that was
Mm.
waste all the years.
Yes, I can imagine. Were you ever troubled with flies getting into these things?
No, not too bad.
No. Mm-mm. No. Well, now, with the apple butter, after you had made it, what would they do with it? Put it in jugs or jars or what?
In jars.
In jars. Would the, all the neighbors bring something to eat so that you'd all have something to eat while this is going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all have a big dinner and stir apple butter.
Did they do some drinking, too?
Some of them did. Yeah. But my father didn't.
Yeah. Uh-huh, right. But there was a lot of that, I know.
Sure was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And since I've lived here, we've had that apple butter boiling and bean strings.
Now, tell me about the bean string.
Well, we used to have a whole lot of beans. And we'd pick them, and then we'd like to all the neighbors in the string. They died.
Oh. You know, I'm going to put that on the tape. You had 15 children?
I got 13 women. And two dead.
Most of the families had large families, didn't they? Mm-hmm.
I sure did.
It's a lot of work.
I'm telling you.
How did you feed that many children?
It weren't easy.
No. And could they all sit down to eat at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
You had a big table then.
Mm-hmm. Well, my house burnt down. And I believe Sweetie and I was bait.
Uh-huh.
And then Sweetie and I had four or five after my house burnt. And Billy, that was the one that was born, the first one after I moved in this house.
Mm-hmm.
My husband, this was the old schoolhouse on the mountain.
This was the old schoolhouse?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you used to walk down to this school?
Before I went to school at, my husband bought the building after our house burnt, and he tore it down, brought it down here and built this.
Mm-hmm. You know, because that was another question I was going to ask you. What about school? Did you go regularly to school?
I went every day. I had a twin sister, Lana.
Mm-hmm.
And me and her went every day. But, of course, we missed some days during our school years. But for 2 years, we went every day. Never missed a day. We had to walk from,
Yes.
And I know at the end of the school, my teacher was, his name was Mitchell. And he gave me a line of 50 cents for coming.
Ah.
I'm all yours. And then days 50 cents as much as $10, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. Your nearest neighbors, how far away were they?
We had somewhere close.
How close is right close?
Well, I'd say about half a mile.
Mm-hmm.
That was Junior Meadows and his family. We lived right below us.
Mm-hmm.
And on down the road, we always had plenty of neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me some of the names of some of those people that lived there?
Henry Meadows was one of them, and his family, his children, was Jose, and Verge, and Bud. His name was Ulysses, but they called him Bud.
Mm-hmm.
That was his children, and his wife's name, I don't really know what her real name was. We always called her Aunt Dee.
Uh-huh. Were there Breedens up there?
Yeah, on back. Across the hill from where we were, Sim breeding with his backyard, but they weren't too close to us. My mother was breeding.
Oh, she was? Uh-huh. Yeah. Were there Dodsons?
No, there weren't Dodsons. Meadows and Lambs. And the lamb.
Oh, lamb, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mares and lambs have
all over. Yeah. Was there any story handed down in your family as to where they came from originally?
My daddy was born at Stanton.
Uh-huh.
And my mother was born up on, well, further up than where we lived when I was a child.
Uh-huh. What we're trying to do is find out how the people came to the mountains. And so far nobody, you would think that your grandparents, you know, when you were all sitting around of an evening, would have told stories, and their grandparents would have told stories. And
well, my grandfather Taylor lived at Stanley, and my grandfather Breeden lived up on the mountains further up than I, and my daddy did after he got married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, with all these children, did you ever have to call a doctor? How would you get in touch with the doctor?
Well, they didn't nobody have a phone up in here then.
No.
In here at Murphy's store. It's Davis' store now, but at that time it was Murphy's store.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have to go down there and call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And most of the time we'd just take them on to the hospital, the doctor.
Where did the doctor come from? What was his name?
Shenador, he was Dr. Schuler, Dr. Wall.
Oh, you had two doctors that would come up. Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you use any herbs or anything of that kind for medicinal purposes?
No. My mother used to do that, but I was kind of skittish of it.
You were? Uh-huh.
I wanted the doctor to see what to do.
Yeah.
But we had a hard time getting them to the doctor.
Yeah. How would you get them to the doctor?
My husband had a car, and he'd take them back to the doctor. We're down to Chandler to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we'd take them to Harrisonburg Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And my babies died in hospital, Harrisonburg Hospital.
Mm-hmm. How about when the babies were born? Did you go to the hospital? And the doctor?
Not in this house, the other one.
No. Did
the doctor would come sometimes, but I've had them and didn't have to have no doctor.
You'd use a midwife?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Evelyn Lamb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And Aunt, we called her Aunt Sis. I don't know if she was a mother, so her husband's name was Jim, and I don't know what her name was, but we always called her Aunt Sis.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd go.
Were there any particular childhood illnesses that you can think of?
Not in my family.
No. How about...
Well, my son David has had the asthma ever since he's been born, and he's got it worse than he ever did have.
Oh, really?
Sometimes he can't hardly get his breath.
Oh, my.
Hmm. And he's 40-some years old.
Hmm.
He never did get married. He stays here with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one that ever had, you know, only just childhood sickness.
Yeah. The babies, if they got the croup, what would you do for them?
Oh, I'd give them greasing and give them, at that time they called castor.
Yeah.
But these days they won't let you give them castor.
I know it. Everything's wrong nowadays.
That's right, but that's what I gave mine, and it's your hope.
Mm-hmm. How about for earaches?
Well, we'd get sweet oil and put in the ears.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of rabbit oil?
Mm-hmm. I've heard of skunk oil.
Ugh, I wouldn't want that in my ear.
Well, now there was an old guy that lived right below us. He was an old hunter, and he killed skunk oil stuff. And I don't know how they done it, but
extract that.
Extract and make all out of it. Well, now, we didn't put it in the ears, but we'd grease them for the proof or something, and it sure helped. Skunk oil.
And did anybody dare go near them?
Well, no, he didn't smell so bad after it was fixed, but this old guy, that it was, his name was Walter Ryan. Uh-huh. But you can go to his house anytime you want and you smell skunk. But after it was fixed in the oil, it didn't smell.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, was your father paid to take care of the cattle?
He just stayed on the place. He didn't have to pay no rent, nothing. He'd take care of everything there. His cattle.
Well, then how did he make money to buy things like kerosene and sugar and things of that kind?
He worked.
He did. Where?
I couldn't tell you somewhere he went. He'd go across the mountain to Leakesville, though.
Wow.
And he walked across that mountain and worked. And he had, most of the time, he would peel bark, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And hauled it to the tanner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when he worked on a job, he went he walked over to Leakesville.
That's a long walk.
That's a long walk. Well, he went across the mountain somewhere.
When you think about it, the way these people could walk, they were healthy, strong people, weren't they?
He peeled bark and he saw posts and some kind of wood, what you call that wood? That was. And he'd pick cherries and sell those. In the fall, he'd get plenty of chestnuts. He'd get the other chestnuts, take them and sell them, buy all our shoes and winter clothes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Then you really had no problems as far as money goes. Did your mother make your clothes or, and where would they buy? What store did they use?
I think it was out here at Robson, and it was her Robson. But it was the old guy that went out of mine.
Uh-huh.
And that's most of the place that my mother and daddy bought.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a horse?
Yeah, that was real.
Two or three horses?
My daddy had two of the prettiest horses I've ever seen in my life, and I got a picture up here somewhere that I was
putting. Oh, really? How great. Yeah.
Cows? Yeah, we had. Well, no, we didn't own the cows. Mm. Frank, the guy that we lived with, furnished cows, but Dad owned the horses.
Were you allowed to milk the cows?
Oh, yeah. We had milk and butter and cheese.
Would you keep them in the spring house?
Mm-hmm. That was pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Then you were right near a stream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about doing laundry? You'd carry the water from the stream or from the spring?
We'd get it from the spring. Where we lived, my dad piped the water down close to the house.
Hey, he was good.
And then he built what he called a spring house.
Mm-hmm.
And then he built another building out from the spring house, and he put a roof from that building over to the spring house, and we'd wash under that roof there.
Oh, wonderful.
But I thought that was the best milk ever was. You think what it is when you cool it in the refrigerator?
I know it is, yeah. And now they take all the good butter fat out.
That's right.
Yeah, you can't get milk like it used to be. Oh, there was something I was going to ask you regarding. Oh, how was the house that you were born in built? What was it made out of?
I believe it was logs. A log house was.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Shingles or something on the outside.
Yeah. How many rooms were in that house?
Five.
How many children?
My mother had left, but when I was born, she lost one. It was a kid, it was a baby. When I was born, some of them was, my oldest sister was married.
Oh, my heavens.
No, I'm sorry, I don't think that's right. She didn't, she weren't married, but she stayed away from down with her granddaddy at Stanton.
Mm-hmm.
It's my daddy's there.
Mm-hmm.
That was mauled.
You were the baby then.
No, I got two younger than I am.
Really?
Myrtle was Marty. Marty's dead, but Myrtle was away. But three of us living now, that's me and Myrtle and Matt. Mm-hmm. Matt lives with Kamala and Myrtle lives out there. You know where the drugstore is out there?
Yeah.
And Myrtle lives in that big white house I was from the drugstore.
Oh,
that's
I
see.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, you said there were no childhood illnesses, and yet you lost
two babies.
And
well, no, they was, when they was born, they were, I don't know, they didn't live with it 2 months.
Uh-huh.
And the doctor said that the heart hadn't.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, at the end of the day, you were all pretty tired, weren't you?
Oh, Lord, yes.
But you did sit around a little bit, didn't you, and talk?
Mm-hmm. That was most after I got my children bred. That's most when I done, you know, what I couldn't do during the day and tend to do.
Yeah.
I'd do it after they went to bed.
Was there any music playing of any kind?
Nothing but a radio. We had a radio.
Nobody played fiddles or banjos?
Oh, yeah. That's when I was growing up, but since I've been married, we had a radio, but we didn't have no television for a long time.
No.
But they did have music up on the mountain. They go to have Sunday school or something going on through the at night and play music.
Uh-huh. Do you recall any of the tunes that they would play?
No, I don't think I do.
Did you ever hear the Fox Chase?
I don't know of it yet.
Uh-huh. That was a lovely tune played by fiddles and banjos. Now, would you churn your own butter, right?
Right.
And you had a regular churn to do it with?
My mother did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't after I got married.
Yeah. How long would it take to do it?
Oh, sometimes it took long. Sometimes it wouldn't take too long. Sometimes you could do it in a half an hour. That just depended on your cream, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was why. Sometimes it takes about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother churned and sold butter, and
mm-hmm.
I never did try to sell them. I just
turned
it up for our own.
Yeah, right. That's right. You could sell the butter, couldn't you?
Yeah.
And eggs? Did you have chickens?
She had chickens. She sold eggs and butter and milk. She sold milk.
Oh, even sold the milk. Gosh. Could you tell me about when you were courted?
Been too long ago, so.
Oh, come on, you remember.
No, I don't. I went to school with my husband. We went to school, and after a long time, I didn't go up in the seventh grade. That's all there. You could go at that time,
because
you didn't have no bus running to take you over there.
Yeah.
So we, after a while, we got married July 6, 1920.
Mm.
And my first baby was born in 1921.
You didn't waste any time, did you?
Right.
What was the wedding like?
Well, we didn't have no wedding. We went down to Shenandoah and was married at my aunt's,
mm-hmm.
Aunt Noah May.
Mm-hmm.
House in Preacher Isle, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a dinner and all that stuff at my house.
Mm-hmm. And then you moved into the home?
I moved in with his people. His daddy died when he was a child. That's a little medicine.
Uh-huh.
And he stayed with his brother, Arthur. And we moved there and stayed 3 months, and then we moved here and been here ever since.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the house that was here burnt down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my husband bought the schoolhouse and built it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Seems wonderful that this is where you went to school for 7 years, and now here you are living here. I think that's a lovely story. In the school, Did they teach reading and writing and arithmetic?
Yes,
sir. Was there anything in particular that they stressed?
They taught reading, writing, arithmetic, and that all in school.
Yeah. Did you like school?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah. Isn't it a shame you couldn't have gone on?
It sure is.
Yeah.
But in them days, they didn't have no buses and nothing.
Yeah.
Running. So when you went to the seventh grade, that's how the school taught.
Mm-hmm.
Had to quit.
Was there much traveling between you and your family as you were growing up and their neighbors? Did you?
Oh, yeah. They used to go everywhere. Somebody would come visit us nearly every day, some of the neighbors.
Oh.
I said, like today, nobody don't come. They don't visit no more.
No,
they don't. If they do, they got to have an appointment. But now when I grow up.
And I made an appointment with you, didn't I? Just to make sure you were here.
When I growed up, they just got ready and went, and they just spent the whole day together and had a wonderful time. And if they had anything to do, they'd have quilting parties, and everybody go and make quilts.
What kind of quilts did they make?
Oh, well, you know.
Patchwork quilts?
Yeah.
And then would they tie them in the center? Did you use cotton batting in between?
Sometimes, and sometimes they'd put old coats and things in, and they heat better than a cotton quilt.
Sure.
Well, if you put cotton in it, you wash it, it's going to ball up.
Right.
Well, if you put this coats and things and make it, it's going to ball up.
Hey, that is...
I got one in here to show you.
Oh! Yeah.
It tore, it rolled up in the ball.
Right, of course.
Because it had knots in
it. Yeah.
Come down and make a cotton hole.
Everybody now, like, what if you were all shucking corn and a neighbor came? Would they help you do
That's
it?
That's right. They had corn shucking overnight.
Mm-hmm. That was more fun too, then, wasn't it? You actually made fun out of work, didn't
That's
you?
That's right. Everybody come and hope.
Yeah. What if there was an illness in the family?
Well, everybody'd come and help you to take care of.
What a wonderful way to live, really.
Yeah, I wish it was like that today.
I do, too. There wasn't any stealing or anything like that. I bet nobody locked any doors, did they?
No. Mm-hmm. There was no need of it.
No.
And when it starts coming around, I just astonished. I don't know why people can do such things, do you?
I don't either.
And you know it can't be no fun.
No. No.
For sure there was news there.
Yeah. Was there, I have heard, and here's something I want to either have verified or else stopped, that around this area, there were some families that had some feuding. That every now and then one would shoot another. Good. Good. Now that's, you see, this is what we want to straighten out, stories of this kind.
I have not heard nobody shoot nobody.
Mm.
In this
area.
That's right. Now down below here, I heard somebody shooting somebody, but...
You mean around Tanner's Ridge, was it?
No, down here, like all the furnace, you know where that's at?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All around down.
Good. I'm glad.
But I did hear nobody shooting nobody up there.
All right.
But you know, they have, every time something happens down around the furnace, and they print it, they put it in the paper, hit the Jolly Hall. And it don't happen in Jolly Hall. It happens down below us, but they call it Jolly Hall.
Uh-huh.
Which it is.
Yeah.
We always call the furnace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we give this place a better name than it's y'all, than it should have.
Well, that's it. Now, you see, these are the things that you said you couldn't help us. You have helped us so much already.
I'm glad I helped
you. Yeah. Now, about this is a very unhappy subject, but funerals. What were they like? Did you always have a minister come for the funeral?
Oh.
What?
I ain't had no deaths in my since I've been married, but my baby is and my husband, he died.
Yeah.
The 10th of this month, so he did 2 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, now...
It was our anniversary picture.
Yes, and I love that plaque that you have.
We've been married 50 years, actually.
Mm-hmm. When, did they, back when you were up on the mountain, did they use markers after a person was buried?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did they print on them?
Yeah, they used markers, and most of them had tombstones, you know.
They did.
But when we lived on the mountain, we had to bring anybody died down to Jollett Cemetery up here.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my mother and daddy's buried.
Mm-hmm.
My baby is buried at one of my brothers.
Yeah.
There was 11 of us in my family, and ain't nobody living now but me and Myrtle and Matt.
Yeah.
Matt lives tomorrow, and she's 85 years old.
I'm not going to ask you how old you are.
Well, I'm 76.
Really? Like Reverend DuBosque, I don't believe you.
Well, I sure am, and I feel it too. I don't know, it ain't my age. I got diabetes and that sitting in my feet.
Oh, yeah.
So Dr. Miller told me, he said, that's what was the matter with my feet.
Did you have, when you were up on the mountain, any special holidays? How about Christmas?
Oh, Lord, yes.
How did you celebrate Christmas?
Oh, I had a big, my mother would cook a big meal and decorate the house.
You did decorate the house. What'd you decorate it with?
Ribbons and bows and bells. She used to have a beautiful place in it.
Oh.
Of course, we didn't live in no beautiful house because then days they didn't build houses like they do today.
No. But they were nice houses.
They was, and if you kept them clean, it was all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like mine here, it ain't no beautiful house, but I'm satisfied.
Right. Was Thanksgiving celebrated?
Every holiday was celebrated.
Beautiful. Do you know they didn't the rest of the mountain?
Well, they did when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
My daddy was a magister or something. I wouldn't know what you'd call it, but he could write warrants.
Uh-huh.
And do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't drink.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the neighbors did, didn't they?
Oh, Lord. And he had Sunday school. He was every Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to have the schoolhouse. We didn't have no church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he'd take me to school. We'd go to Sunday school every Sunday morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the preacher would come sometimes to have preaching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you sat around sometimes of an evening, did anybody tell any ghost stories?
Oh, yeah, Uncle Tom Mather used to tell.
Can you remember any?
No, I don't know quite how. I wouldn't know how to begin, but he used to tell them to me. And my husband was a great somebody for that too.
And you can't remember one?
He didn't tell them when he was told before the children, but he'd go up to the store, you know, they'd all gather at the store. I'd even ask got off from work and had supper, they'd go up to the store and talk to the men folks. And they said, Newman Matters, that's my sister's husband. Said anybody ought to be locked up for talking, telling the stories. I got afraid to go home after going to tell the stories every time. Well, I never would let them tell them before the children.
Scare them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you never heard any?
No, I never heard none of them told. He told me one time that he seen something. Before I was married, he said he was laying in bed one night and he heard the door open and somebody come in.
And they come in the room, and at that time he didn't have no curtain over the window at, where he was living with his brother, mm-hmm. Austin. And his brother, other brother, had been away at work, and he said he thought it was him come in, and he could see him. Take his seam on, take his clothes off, and he come and leaned down over the bed and looked at him. And said his brother's name was Dude. And he said, Simeon, his name was called him Dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Dude, is that you? And he said, this man just turned and went up the star steps. He didn't. He sat right here and the star steps went up right here. And said he didn't say a word. And said he called his brother Arthur and told him to come in there, there's somebody in there. And Arthur come in there and there wasn't nobody in there and run toward him, he went up the steps. And they went up the steps and there wasn't nobody up there. And there weren't no way in the world they could have got out from up there.
No wonder you wouldn't let him tell stories around the children.
Now that story he told me, and the same, when I got married, I lived 3 months in the same house. And he'd go hunting of a night, him and his brother Arthur, and I had to sleep in there by myself. And my mom telling me to be.
Oh, yeah.
I was scared today.
What would they hunt?
Coons.
Coons.
Of a night, and groundhogs during the day, rabbits.
Mm-hmm. Did they trap them or shoot them?
Well, sometimes they'd trap them and sometimes they'd shoot them. They have dogs that run them up the trees, you know, and then they'd get them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they'd eat them too, but I couldn't.
You couldn't?
I couldn't.
I've heard that it's real good meat.
I've heard it's good too. People, they say it was good, but you know, my husband eat them until after I got married, and after he got married, I wouldn't cook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He didn't like me.
Yeah. How about rabbits? Were they good?
Oh yeah, they did. My husband said plenty of rabbits. I cooked them then.
Yeah. Did you sell the skins?
Well, he sold some kind of skins, but I don't know what rabbit skins and all. He'd have to take them up and draw them in there and then sell.
Probably the coon skins, don't you think? Yeah.
I don't think so, didn't rabbit skins.
Mm-mm. Squirrel, were there many squirrels?
Yeah, they had plenty of squirrels. Now they used to kill these old hawks, they call them, they sell them.
Hawks?
Skeleton, sell them. Scalp, I don't know what they wanted with them.
Hawks?
Hawks. They'd kill them and then they'd cut the top of their head off and cut their scalp. And they'd sell that. Now I know my husband and that bought the top. And that's what they wanted with them, I don't know, but they sold them.
Mm.
And bought a right good price.
Yeah. Were there many pheasant or grouse or anything like that around? Turkeys, wild turkeys?
No, not too many. I don't remember many.
No. How about deer?
No deer. I never seen a deer when I was growing up.
Yeah, and no bear?
No bear.
No. How about rattlesnakes?
Oh, Lord, did one hour, one bit me one time.
It did? What did you do?
It wasn't a rattlesnake. It was a copperhead. You know you call them copperheads?
Yeah.
I went to the hospital, shot it up. It bit me right there.
Oh my.
And see there, when my fingernail comes out,
yeah.
Comes out forced. Ever since that snake bit my fingernail comes out forced.
Oh boy.
But he bit me right there, I was gathering cucumbers. And I reached down and it just felt like a briar scratched me in there. And I looked at my finger and it's bleeding. And I would have never known a snake had bit me if I hadn't looked and seen him. Boy, you would be.
Oh, boy.
And I went up to Dr. Miller and he split it right out. He got all the blood out of it and sent me to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it never did make me sick. I never did get sick from it.
That's wonderful.
My arm swelled up to right here, great big, but that's
yeah.
Really sick.
Yeah.
And the doctor kept asking me, he said, are you sick? I said, no. He asked me a couple of times, and I said, no, I ain't a bit sick. Mm. He said, well, I bet that snake is.
Did they sell the rattlesnake skins? tax them and sell them?
I don't know. They could have done it, but I don't know why. My husband didn't.
Yeah. You never had anything to do with Skyland, did you? That was too far away. Mm-mm. No.
No, I don't have anything to do with Skyland.
Yeah. How about, what was the reaction of the people when they knew that the park was going to come in here?
Well, I don't know. I know I didn't like it.
No.
But now they got the rock that they put up over here in the sea. It belonged to my husband's brother at that time, but he's dead now, and Russell Lamb owns it now.
Mm-hmm.
But they got that rock. And they had some kind of thing, you know, they'd crush up the rock and do. And that thing started every morning at 5 o'clock. And it liked to worry me to death. I just seemed like I couldn't stand it before my twins was born.
Oh, yeah.
And every morning at 5 o'clock, that thing, and go all day long.
Mm-hmm. Where did your children go to school when you moved down here?
They went up here, Howard Meadows was in school class, but he fixed and made more to it right up here till they got to, I don't know what grade it was. Then went to Canada.
Mm-hmm. And yet your address is Elkton, isn't
That's
it?
Right, but I'm in Page County.
That's right, you're in Page County. And so you would have to go to Shenandoah, right. That's right, as I crossed the bridge, it said entering Page County. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, and you're a neighbor.
I wish I did live in Rockingham.
You do?
I sure do, because I sure did get more help in Rockingham County. Page County. For the old people I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now my sister, Matt, she don't live, I don't know what county she lives in. She lives up more, you know what county it is? Waynesboro.
Oh, toward Waynesboro, yeah. Oh, I should know. I know what one you mean.
And they pay her all the bill and the heifer owner taxes. They were a little thing, you know.
Mm.
But they don't do it down here in Page County.
Mm-mm. No. They just keep raising our taxes.
That's right.
I want to go back to hunting a bit. Was that a necessity or was it a fun thing?
They done it for sport. They didn't run a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
They just done it because they love to do it.
Yeah. You ate chicken, and did you raise pigs?
Yeah, pigs. Had all kinds of meat.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat beef?
Not much beef, no, not when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
My daddy always had hogs to butcher in the fall year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you make ash cakes?
Oh, yeah.
Those are good, aren't they?
My daddy's made them anyway. He'd wrap them up in cabbage leaves.
Uh-huh. Right.
Slice a big shoulder of ham and fry that in the ash cake.
Mm. Boy. To have, when you raised corn, you said.
Oh, yeah.
And would you take that down to a mill? Where was the mill?
Right over here. You know where that house you passed me to turn right here? Right below, right, it was above.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the mill was right there, and we'd take, my dad would take corn and grind it for meal. And then after that mill, they stopped the mill for some reason and they had to take belt.
Well, now would the man who owned the mill take part of the meal for the payment? Or did your father pay him for
it? I think he'd taken part of me.
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you make sorghum?
What's
that? Out of cane sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sort of like a molasses. Yeah. Was that a lot of work?
Well, no, I never did make them myself. My mother did. Mm. But sure as me, I didn't.
You just played around while your mother did all this work. Aren't you ashamed of yourself? What sort of games did you play?
Oh, we played checkers and Monopoly and Jack Rocks. And you ever play Jack Rocks?
Yeah, yeah.
But I never was one for a game. I never did want to like to play games.
Did you have dolls?
Oh, yeah, we had dolls. Some that my mother would be rag dolls.
Yeah.
She'd make them, and then at Christmas, she'd sometimes get us a store made.
Mm. And yet the rag dolls were the most cuddly of all, weren't they?
That's true. I wish I had them. I wish I'd have kept them.
Yeah, I know. I wish I had too. It would have been wonderful. Because those, I think those dolls, now like the, even those dried apple dolls, you know, using the dried apples for the faces. Did you ever see those made?
Mm-mm. I don't think I ever saw one.
Oh. How about corn stalk dolls?
I don't think I ever saw one there. Yes, I have two. My mother used to. She'd make them those. Some kind of a head and then sticks. Yeah, I've seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't you marvel at the amount of energy your mother had with all these children, all the cooking, helping tend the garden?
Well, no, she didn't help it, but she did most of it.
She did most of it, and she didn't make you children help.
Oh, yeah, we helped her.
Oh.
If she got big enough. I remember my little sister, Martha. My oldest, my twin sister, got married before I did. And we moved down from up on the mountain down from Mr. Dewbus, right above Mr. Dewbus's house. Well, Mama had a garden. And every morning she'd get up and me and her'd go work in the garden, and my sister, Myrtle, she'd stay in the house and do the housework.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Lionel, that was my twin sister, she didn't get married. She moved.
But there was the washing and the ironing.
Oh, the rubber, too. Wash rubber. You ever know that? How to wash on a wash rubber?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, indeed. Did you make soap?
Oh, Mama made soap, yeah. I did, too, honey. I've made many kittles.
How did you make it?
Well, you get your grease in your lard and put it in the kettle and put water in it. The children, well, I can.
Uh-huh.
If you had any scraps of meat or anything, you'd save it and make soap out of it.
Was it good soap?
Have you ever seen it?
No.
I believe I got
challenged. Is that soap soft?
It's soft when you, after you cook it, and you let it set. Until it gets hard enough, you can cut it out.
Yeah.
Then you put it on a board or something and dry it.
And then it's soft on your hands, too?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it makes a good suds.
It sure does.
I still don't see how your mother did it all.
I've made many kittles, though.
Mm-hmm. When you did the laundry, did you boil the clothes?
I had a big orange kettle, great big one. Mm. I got one up there now.
You do?
And we'd heat our water in the kettle, then we'd dip it out in the wash tub where we washed in. Then we'd fill it up again, and we'd put lye, a little lye in it,
mm-hmm.
and wash with this kind of soap, lye soap. And then when we washed them, we'd put them in and boil them. Take them out and wash them and rinse them and hang them up. It was an all-day job.
It sure was an all-day job, right. Particularly when you have so many children.
And I washed on a rubber to raise all my children, though. The guy lives over here is my youngest son. I believe it. When I got a washing machine, Paige, that's my youngest son, it was about 3 years old.
Ah.
And I washed on the rubber to raise all my children, and I washed every day, too. I'd sooner wash them every day and keep them washed up than to let them pile up on me and then have to wash.
Right, yeah. And ironing, you had to use those old irons that you heated on the stove, right?
That's right. You didn't have no electric on.
Nope.
That's for these old coal lamps.
Yeah, right. But you know, it wasn't all work, was it?
No, it wasn't all work. I enjoyed Gypsy Van today.
Yeah.
For me. Now, other people might not think so, but for me, I'd sort of be like that now.
And you did take time to look around and say, isn't this a beautiful day, and look at the lovely mountains.
Yes, I did.
Did your mother take time too?
Oh, yes. She took walks, and she, her sister lived right above her. Her name was, I don't know what. We always called her Aunt Toot, and I never did know why they named her Toot. But that's what we called her. And Mama would get up in the morning, get all her work done, and clean up, send the kids that went to school, and then she'd go up and spend the day with Aunt Toot. Her Aunt Keith, Aunt Keith was one of her sisters, too.
Yeah.
And they'd come see her. That's what it was. Everybody existed.
Sure. So you had your own little paths that you used to walk through. Were there many trees?
Oh, yeah, plenty of trees.
Uh-huh.
Bluegrass, British grass, place you ever seen in my whole life.
Oh, yeah. Did they do any burning of the underbrush to make the berries grow more the next year?
Well, sometimes, but not very often. In my knowledge, it burned much. But nearly every year, the fire would get out, which I saw always did since somebody said it, was you're going to burn the mountains off.
Yeah. And then, of course, the berries came through better. So it was, we know that it was done on purpose. I was just wondering if they did it here, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One Sunday, this mountain down here was pulled ways and all up through here and all up front. It would come right near to my house. And that Sunday, there's something going on at the church. And I believe every man in Jolly Hard that drank liquor was drunk that time. Vern, that's my husband, his name is David Vernon, but we called him Vern. He got drunk. And my brother Charlie and my brother-in-law ran town, because he lived over here then. The one who lived out there, he got drunk. And nearly everything in the holler was, and the fire was just raging around here.
Oh, what a awful day!
And I didn't know what to do, and my sister Myrtle, she never did like nobody drinking, and I didn't either, but Vern didn't come to the house, he was over in the room. And she come over here, she said she got too mad at her husband, and she hadn't come over here, she knows she'd have poured coal on him. Because it was drinking.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't drinking, he was drunk.
Yeah. Was there much moonshining down here?
Oh, Lord.
Where would they sell it, do you know?
They'd bootleg it, I don't know what to call it. They'd call it bootleg, you know what to call it.
Yeah.
My husband made moonshine when I got
married. Oh, he did?
He'd leave here every night. My brother-in-law, Dawson Edwards, would come down here, and him and my husband would leave. And they'd tell me he was going to coon hunt, which I didn't know no better. Well, I didn't know he was making liquor for, he made it for 3 or 4 years for him, but I know.
Well, you know, that was a good way of making money, and I don't blame him for doing it.
You know how I found that? One summer evening, I'd worked, and I was so tired, I lay down on the couch and went to sleep. And Clyde was my baby then, and when I waked up, they wanted to sell here. I couldn't find Clyde. Now, the rest of them was in school. That was big. And Clyde was the only one not being in school. And when I waked up that evening, I couldn't find Clyde, and I hollered and I hollered. And Vern never had taken me, not tell me he was going, you know. And I went up this holler here, hunting and hollering for Clyde, thought maybe he went up that way. And I come up on a great big box of mash, I didn't know at the time what it was. And that was Vern and Doss Meadows' mash. And I come back and went up to the store, and Vern had taken Clyde up to the store. and hadn't told me. He said, well, he was asleep and I didn't want to bother you.
Yeah.
But when you get worried about a kid, you're worried, ain't you?
Sure, particularly with snakes around. I'd have been panicked, right. So then you knew that he was doing it.
That's the way I found it out.
And he stopped then?
No, he didn't stop, not for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I say, it was a very sensible thing to do because they made money out of this.
Well, now that was more, they couldn't hardly live if they hadn't made it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And it was good liquor that they made, not like this bad stuff. It was good liquor. So I don't blame those people one bit for having made it.
Well, you know, I don't know what harm there was in it of making it, but selling it just people and getting them drunk, that's the biggest trouble. But if you don't get it from that, you'll get it somewhere else.
That's right. They would. Since man has been man, they have been drinking, so we can't reverse that now. The only one trouble, it does make some people argumentative and cause problems that way, I think, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. But you know, you've had such a fine time with me, rambling back in time. Can you think of anything else that you all did that would help our history?
No, I think I've told you about all I know.
When the people moved out of the park, did most of them stay pretty close around here?
No, they all moved. Well, most of them went from up where I lived. From the park taking it, they moved to Ida.
Ida? Mm-hmm. Were they happy there?
What?
In Ida?
No.
No.
They didn't like it. They never went up much. They hated to leave. But my brother Ivan was moved to Ida. My brother Clark moved to Ida. And Raymond Lamb moved to Ida, and a whole bunch of them from up around where we were. Now, I believe Clark was pretty well satisfied where he lived with Ida.
Didn't they find it easier, though, to get a job?
Yeah, they found it easier to get a job, but I reckon, but I know Ida never was satisfied after he moved from up where he lived.
I wouldn't have been either, would you?
No, it's home.
That's right. It was home.
And he lived in my mother's house. He was the wife when he weren't the youngest brother, but when he got married, he went to Mama's and Dad's to stay, and they died while he, Mama did. And my daddy married again, and he moved to Shenandoah, and left Ivan up there in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived till the park taken.
Mm-hmm. Now, were they given any money for this land?
Well, no, I can't say that. I don't know.
Because they actually didn't own it.
No, they didn't own it.
No. Uh-uh. So I was wondering if they got anything.
I don't really know. But they did move them out.
Mm-hmm.
And died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, one thing you didn't tell me. How did you keep your vegetables over the winter?
Yeah.
How about cabbages?
Potatoes and cabbage, we put them, we bury the cabbage.
You bury.
We'd dig a hole, put the cabbage down and let roots stick up and put dirt over it, and then the best cabbage you ever eat, they just sweet could be.
Mm-hmm.
But potatoes and apples and stuff like that, we put them in a cell.
Yeah. Did you ever hear anything about that there used to be an Indian settlement in the mountains, right over the other side?
Yeah, I've heard him talk about it, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. As Reverend DeBosk mentioned it, and I was wondering if
what did he say?
Well, he said that they gradually, you know, died out or intermarried, and so the settlement disappeared. But he said that the Indian burial ground is still there.
Oh, yeah, I've heard talk about it, but of course I've never seen it. But now this guy I was telling about Walter Lamb.
What about this peddler that used to come through?
They used to come through and know they had some of the beautifulest things there ever was, you know. And my mother would buy what she could afford. And one time there was one come through and he spent the night with us. mama's sister, the one I said called Toot. And the next morning he left, going, he was coming down, I reckon, to our house and walking down the road to the house and up like, and Walter Lamb waylaid him and picked him his bum.
Oh, no.
That's right, and I didn't, they, now I've heard it, I don't know if I didn't see it, but I heard it, that he killed it. And then nobody ever see him after that. But he had that peddler's bum.
Isn't that awful?
That sure is.
You know, is that Gerald Lamb that you mentioned?
No, it's Walter Lamb.
Walter Lamb. Is he of the same family?
No, Gerald Lamb. Gerald Lamb. Both of them's dead now, though.
The Reverend DuBosc said that Gerald Lamb used to shoot at him.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. He said about him shooting. He shot at Miss DuBosc. He lived over on the, from the road, you know. And Miss DuBosc was coming down the road one day and he shot holding his hat.
Why?
Meanest. He was just mean as he could be. Gerald Lamb was. Well, in fact, he weren't altogether right.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a, no, I heard this, I didn't see it myself, but I heard it. And Mr. Jesus, I think, stole too. That he was preaching, you know, had preaching schoolhouse in the mountain, and he didn't have any church up there.
Yeah.
And said, Geraldine rode a horse up in the pool, up to the pool pit. Just come on up in the schoolhouse, riding it off.
Well, that sort of woke up the congregation, didn't it?
Sure did.
Well, you know, if it weren't for people like that, life would have been very dull, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
But he's no relation to this one that killed the peddler.
Mm, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a different generation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any other stories you can think of to tell us about these people?
Well, that's all I know.
Now, to answer your question as to what we're going to do with this. Number one, this will be your story, and your grandchildren, or your children, or your great-grandchildren, or their great-great-grandchildren, can always go to park headquarters and hear your voice telling how you used to live. That's one thing. Number two, we're going to use this to, well, we'll make a transcript of it, of the tape, and use it for our history program that goes on in the park. When visitors come, we will tell them, now, here is the way they used to live. And instead of the way you thought that they used to live, they lived a good life.
That's right, they sure did.
They were a healthy group of people, and everything was fine with them. So we're stopping all these wrong stories that went on about all of you. So that's what we're going to do with this. Is that all right with you?
That's right.
Well, now,